This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Good afternoon slash evening, depending upon what part of the country you are in. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is called Raw and Unfiltered. Your host is Wayne Allen Root, and he will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I. And you can reach me at LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get the distinct honor of hanging out with you for the first hour, sort of a warm-up group to the big act. Again, Wayne will be here in less than 60 minutes. The incomparable, the immovable, the irreplaceable Chris is pushing all the buttons down there in Dallas, Texas, making it all go. I wanted to start out talking about patriotism and what it means to be a patriot. So bear with me. It's going to take me a few minutes to get to the point here, but a week or so ago, I was describing the interior of my radio studio here at Full Power Radio in Connecticut. I sit here every day, and I do my own show. And surrounding me is an explosion, if you will, of red, white, and blue. I've got 13 different types of flags flying or hanging here in this studio. I have a Betsy Ross flag. I have a Don't Tread on Me flag. I have a couple of Honor and Remember flags, all on the walls or hanging in some way in the studio that I'm talking to you from right now. And when I brought this up to the public, it wasn't nefarious in nature. I wasn't being intentionally diabolical or even presumptive. I was just giving you a description of what it looked like in here from my vantage point. What I see every day when I come and sit behind this microphone and do what we do. Now, the negative response from listeners was expected, typical, right? They all said, oh, look, he's wrapping himself up in the American flag. And that's a new, nasty, insidious rallying cry of the left. The American flag and the Star Spangled Banner somehow has become taboo and fundamentally erroneous to outwardly display images we all once considered patriotic. Now it's got different meanings. But to me, these images that are here with me right now in this studio are inspirational. And they serve as a connection to American history. They're not desperate pleas by me to gain your respect. I don't care about that. They're just humble attempts to honor those who fought ferociously for liberty. That's what the symbol is of an American flag or the Star Spangled Banner. Pledge of Allegiance, to a certain extent. Now, we find ourselves fractured on the most basic issues nowadays, right? Things that should unite us divide us. The American flag should unite us. It shouldn't divide us. But the ethics of this nation have been a concoction of instability, incrementally eroding for decades, leaving America in this state of perpetual conflict. I thought about this, and I thought about it some more, and I said, you know, let's take this to the airwaves. What does it mean to actually be a patriot? What makes somebody a great American, a great patriot? I mean, one man's protagonist can be another man's betrayer. In some cases, it's all simply in the eyes of the beholder. Now, for me, there is a clear line. It's not blurry. It's bright. When you're a patriot, when you're a scoundrel. For me, it's easy. But I thought of a couple of different examples to throw at you, and you can ponder it and decide for yourself. Start over in China, the young man who stood in Tiananmen Square and faced the Chinese tanks, armed only with the copy of the Declaration of Independence, was he a traitor or a patriot? Civil rights protesters marching with Martin Luther King on a lifetime quest for equality. Patriots or traitors? When the 60 men led by the Sons of Liberty disguised themselves as Native Americans in 1773 and threw 342 chests into the sea, were they traitors or patriots? What if a little girl draws an American flag on a sidewalk in Boston? Is she a patriot or a vandal? On August 18th, 1920, the 19th Amendment was ratified. Were the women who went through decades of hardship and protests, were they rebels? Were they patriots? Were they traitors? How about the power and the people? Were they patriots or traitors? When an Antifa member throws a Molotov cocktail into a police cruiser as an act of defiance, is that a patriot or a traitor? I'll give you one more. The Vietnam dissidents who sat stateside, refusing to comply with the military draft laws while 57,000 of their neighbors were slaughtered in the jungles of Da Nang, were they patriots or traitors? So the line may be bright and clear in some of those cases for some of you, and others maybe a little bit more murky. I made the attempt to find this perfect quote, like a perfect quote from a George Washington or a Thomas Jefferson that would sum up patriotism. What I found, my surprise actually, was that there are thousands of quotes from legendary figures that give divergent perspectives on patriotism. It was really remarkable. You should just Google that one day and give a read to the list of impactful, powerful quotes. In fact, George Washington was the first one to jump off the page at me. He said, "Guard against imposters of pretend patriotism." Mark Twain, "Patriotism is supporting your country all the time and your government when it deserves it." Teddy Roosevelt, "Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official." Andrew Jackson said, "Every good citizen makes his country's honor his own and cherishes it, not only as precious but sacred." Attorney Clarence Darrow once said, "True patriotism hates injustice in its own land more than anywhere else." Albert Einstein, "Heroism on command, senseless violence, and all the lonesome nonsense that goes by the name of patriotism. How passionately I hate them." A couple more. "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln said, "My dream is of a place and a time where America will once again be seen as the last best hope of earth." So I found those quotes fascinating. Great men, legendary men, all with different opinions on what makes somebody a patriot. Now, it's true. Patriotism is not necessarily a display of red, white, and blue, right? The memorabilia that you might have doesn't necessarily make you a patriot. It should consist of conscious acts that reflect the ideals we should all espouse, ideals that make us the envy of the planet and a beacon for burgeoning democracies around the world. Patriotism is the characteristic of a good citizen, the noblest passion that animates man and the character of a citizen. It's a dedication to the principles on which the country was founded and a willingness to stand firm and fight for these beliefs regardless of what the current or future government attempts to cultivate. That is a patriot. Pretty good. Now, don't despair. Patriotism is in our DNA. It's in your DNA. It's in my DNA. Our forefathers came before us, and most of them are true patriots. The death of patriotism may, in fact, be apathy. Those of you who don't care, if you don't care, well, that may be the one underlying genetic trait that if you have it, patriotism will elude you. So apathy is the killer of an American patriot. I'll be interested to hear what you think about that, or send me an email, throw a message up on the Facebook. Lee Elsie at Facebook is a good place to get a hold of me if you try to friend me. I think I'm at the limit of friends, but send me a message. Nonetheless, you can do that or email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your opinion on some of that stuff. I mean, there are a lot more examples that you could give of patriotism. Those are just ones that sort of came to the top of my head. But in some of those cases, it's just not as clear-cut as we once thought. I mean, listen, honestly, a man who or a woman now that's fighting in a foxhole for the freedom of the nation, that's a patriot. No question about it. There are obvious examples of patriotism. But there are some cases out there that you might say to yourself at the time when it's happening, well, that's just a rebel. That's an insurgent. That's somebody who's anti-America, but maybe not. As I just pointed out, there are some instances in our own past that would make you think, well, otherwise. Now, when you're talking about Black Lives Matter folks burning stuff down and looting, those people aren't patriots. Neither are the Antifa folks who are blowing up buildings and burning stuff to the ground. They're not patriots either, right? And to be fair, if you're running around as a member of the Proud Boys beating people silly, you're not a patriot either. But in cases that maybe fall through the cracks, or maybe we want to think about a certain way, in the past, you know, this country was built on rebellion. We rebelled against the king who overtaxed us. And maybe, I guess the reason why I'm bringing this up, the crux of it is, we're about to embark on a whole new regime. And will we have to rebel against this regime? And will that make you a patriot? Or will that make you a traitor? It's a fascinating discussion to have. All right, listen, I got to get to the first break. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining us. This is the USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health.
And we have a message for you women today. Are you struggling with mood swings, hot flashes, night sweats, thyroid or hormone imbalances?
And men, are you struggling with all those challenges of looking at that woman and saying, who abducted my wife? Is this an alien invasion? Great news. That is normal. Ladies, we have helped hundreds and hundreds of women to reverse all those issues totally naturally. Get their hormones in balance. And hey, guys, we've had men raise their testosterone level 500 points, all natural, through our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. So be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. you can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, a little bright light, a little ray of sunshine in my life can be in your life too. Energized Health. I've been on their program for 3 weeks, and I've lost 19 pounds of fat. And you go, did you lose 19 pounds? No, I lost 19 pounds of fat. So I've lost, I believe, officially 7 pounds, but I've lost 19 pounds of inner body fat in 3 weeks. Can you imagine what it's going to be like after 6 weeks and 8 weeks and 12 weeks? Kind of amazing. This breakthrough program based on the science of inner cellular hydration. And the results are people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger, and you do it all without painful exercise. But don't take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Energized Health offers a 100% money-back guarantee. They're A-plus rated. They've helped thousands of people over 20 years. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the masterclass. It's free. It'll give you all the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. Or if you want to just cut right to the chase, just call 888-444-8895. Mention WAR for Wayne Allen Root and get 40% off between now and Christmas. 40% off. That's EnergizedHealth.com. And click on the red button, 888-444-8895. WAR.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. It's interesting to look over at some of these numbers that I'm pouring across, some of these stats, facts, and figures about crime across the country. Los Angeles has now crossed the 300 homicide line for the first time in over a decade. Right? 300 homicides. New York, it's spiking, 96% increase in violent crime. You look at some of these other major cities, and they're all seeing a substantial spike in violent crime. Now, on top of that, place like New York, run by maybe the worst mayor in the entire country. The worst, maybe the worst governor and the worst mayor. I don't know how the hell you guys get through an entire day. But there are reports just the other day that the dirt and filth and garbage that's piling up in New York City because nobody gives a damn anymore, in conjunction with the crime, is almost causing it to be unlivable. And I was reading a story where they have rats in New York that are as big as rabbits. Okay, I don't know where you're from, but a rabbit is the size of like a cat. Okay? Most rabbits. I mean, depending upon what kind of rabbit, depends upon how big it can get. But let me tell you something. For somebody who's actually lived in New York City, the rats, as they were big enough. Now, if they're as big as cats, man, we got ourselves a serious problem. What is going on in these liberal cities? What are you doing? The homelessness in places like San Francisco and New York is out of control. Out of control. Liberal policies. This is the kind of thing that we're going to see, ladies and gentlemen. This is what y'all ask for. This is what you're going to get. Liberal policies wreaking havoc with everyday honest citizens. Don't you liberals care? I know there are liberals listening to me right now. I know it. Okay? I know it. All these great stations across the entire country. How is it possible that you want to live your life where you've got to sidestep human waste, needles, garbage, rats as big as cats, violent criminals who are making it nearly impossible for you to get out on the street and live your normal life? Forget about COVID. These places, the New Yorks, the Detroits, the Chicagos, the San Franciscos now, the LAs, how do you live there? Why would you want to live there? What normal person would want to spend their life constantly looking over their shoulder because law enforcement no longer really exists at a level that's needed in these metropolitan areas? And if the cops that haven't retired are still walking the beat every single day, they're doing it with a fireman attitude. What do I mean by fireman attitude? A fireman's attitude means that I'll sit around and wait for a fire to happen. I'm not going to go out and look for a fire. That's silly. Right? Firemen don't go out and look for fires. They wait around to get the call. Well, that's what's going on in these major metropolitan areas. Cops are just saying, you know what? It's not worth it. I'm getting destroyed. And I'm not going to put my family and my livelihood and my life on the line to go out and look for bad guys. You call me, I'll show up. That's my job. But other than that, why am I going to try to get myself killed if I don't have to? All right, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go. Even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed. You may lose value.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We can't solve all the world's problems alone. We need to be working with other countries. We need their cooperation.
Former lobbyist and now one of President-elect Joe Biden's top cabinet picks, Tony Blinken talking there in Wilmington, Delaware, as the former vice president is introducing members of his cabinet. Biden also introducing incoming National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who says he'll take his role seriously.
I pledge to you and to the American people that I will work relentlessly to keep our country and our people safe, to advance our national interests, and to defend our values.
The Dow setting a record high on Tuesday of more than 30,000 points. Positive news regarding coronavirus vaccines leading the rally as the Dow closed up 455 points to finish at 3046. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. On USA Radio Network, flagship station, KBET 790 AM. Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how obsessed I am with health. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked, restricted blood flow. 1 million bottles sold in Canada. This is their first foray into the American market on my show. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. V-T-H-E, powermall.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and yes, Wayne will be here in about 30 minutes or so. It's always an honor and a pleasure to get a chance to hang out with you the first hour here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And normally, I try to bring this gentleman on. 30-plus years of military expertise. Nobody breaks it down like this guy does. He's with the Heritage Foundation now. His name is Stephen Bucci. Stephen, thank you, as always, for coming on. I want to wish you an early happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much, and hopefully we'll all have a blessed Thanksgiving this year.
Very strange. This whole sort of what has happened here with Trump and Sidney Powell here in the last 48 hours, what do you make all that?
Well, I don't know. I get an email from a friend who used to be at the Pentagon with me, and he's sort of involved in the wider part of this. And he said, hey, look, this is not a big thing. It's just a division of labor. You know, certain people are handling certain parts. Certain people are handling others. This is not a big bump in the road. Who knows? You know, Sidney Powell has been the most outspoken about, you know, these really big claims. I'm kind of getting with everybody else. I want to see it. I want to believe it, frankly, you know, between you and me.
Right.
But I'm a reasonable person. I need the proof, and I understand some stuff you hold to put forward in a court of law. Others you leak out because you think it's going to be beneficial. But we're at the point where, you know, if you're going to fight the fight, it's time to pull out your gun.
When I listened to her speak, and I had mentioned to you, I think, last week, that I had General McInerney on with me, and she was lockstep with him. Everything he said, she said. And together, the both of them, their argument seemed plausible to me. We don't have to be tech savvy to realize that computers can be manipulated. And her story and his story made me believe that there could be a wide-scale flip of votes, or at least there might be a wide-scale flip of votes. The path that Giuliani and the rest of the legal team are taking, it just doesn't seem like there's going to be enough fraud and abuse to make a significant dent.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're talking about manual stuff, like just bringing in boxes of ballots and stuff like that, one, it's really hard to get enough of them to make something move. And you've got to have so many people involved in it, the ground soldiers, so to speak, that have to be read into the scam, that you would think something would come out. The computer one, I'll be honest, I've always said, hey, look, you can't do that in America because we have so many different systems. Then I find out, you know, 30 some states all use the same computer system. I didn't know that. That one really caught me by surprise. And if 30 different states, including all of these battleground states, actually use that same computer system, and somebody could get in there and fiddle with that or has the right malware to make that happen, well, then it does become plausible. The thing that I've always said you couldn't do, apparently, you know, if what they're saying about the ability to do this, and looking at Antrim County up here in Michigan, the one where this came to light, and they realized that everybody in this county is a Republican. How did Biden win by this much? And they realized literally every vote that went to Trump was recorded for Biden, and all the votes that went for Biden were recorded for Trump. If you can do that by mistake, you know, makes me think you could possibly do it on purpose. And that, in my mind, is reason to look into.
So legally, is there still hope for the Trump legal team to figure out and then present a case in time to the Supreme Court where something substantial can be done to right this wrong election?
I think there is. If they can come up with a big smoking gun that they've actually, you know, someone has infiltrated the computer systems, I think the onesies and twosies are, you know, 1,000s and 2,000s on the rest of it. That seems to be drying up and doesn't seem to have any particular validity or possibility of a road to victory. But, the bigger things where you realize an entire state needs to re-vote because the whole thing's poisoned. If they can prove that in a court of law, then there's a possibility. If they can't, if they're just, you know, saying, hey, it's possible that this happened, then it's not going to get overturned.
So the timeline has to be, though, before the 14th, I believe, of December. Otherwise, once they cast their official ballots, this is a done deal and Biden's the president. No matter what they find afterwards, it'll be too late, right?
That I'm not sure, Lee.
Okay.
If there was actually, after the fact, if evidence came forward that, you know, 30 of the 50 states and the couple territories were really bad and false, I can't believe that the Supreme Court couldn't say, hey, time out, this was an invalid election. I mean, just because you make the timeline doesn't mean you get away with murder.
Right.
So I think there still would be some legal recourse if they had that enormous smoking gun. But boy, it would take that. That's a pretty big lift, and would then you would be literally overturning the results of the election with reason, I think. But that would be emotionally, politically, psychologically a much bigger issue than if the court right now said, wait a minute, stop, start recounting or doing something before that 15 December timeline.
What does it do to the country if we're spending 4 years bickering about whether or not this was a free and fair election?
I don't know. You look back the last 4 years and you see exactly that happening. Except this time it'll be the Republicans complaining about it, not the Dems. So I think it would be a different thing. I don't think you'll see cities being burned down or people screaming at the clouds and, he's not my president.
Right.
But I think there would be a lot, the idea of, well, let's all unite now and everybody just sing kumbaya and we'll all be fine. That would not happen. If there's a cloud over this of a significant size, the conservatives in this country are going to realize that, somebody pulled a fast one. That's going to cause a problem going forward. Will the country go on? Yes. Will business be done? Yes. Will it be done efficiently or well? Probably not. But again, if you look at the last 4 years, that's a pretty good example of what that kind of animus will cause in the body politic. It's not good. It's not something anybody should hope for. I'd rather see a true and fair election one way or another. But we need to let this play out and see where it goes. So that are trying to cut it off preemptively because, this is hurting America right now. No,
right.
I think we're better off taking it to the end point, making a decision, like the Supreme Court did with Bush and Gore, and people were not happy. I still had Democratic friends who were complaining about that, the whole first year of Bush's tenure. By the end of it, everybody realized Bush was the president. The vote count in Florida that occurred after the Supreme Court decision validated the Supreme Court decision. Bush really did win Florida in the number of votes. That gets no press. They just point that, the Supreme Court decided along party lines. Yeah, but they actually made the right decision. And hopefully whatever decision is made, you know, by the 15th of December will actually be the right decision. But that's going to take some more, you know, roll up the sleeves legwork there to come to that conclusion.
Yeah, I don't see a lot gained here by Trump not taking it to the limit. He might as well take it to the limit and try to produce something. If we find something, great. If we find that there is problems with voter software, then that's something, even if it doesn't flip this election, it's something we should know about moving forward. So I have no problem with the president pushing it all the way to the limit. It's well within his rights.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you. That's something I'm praying for. You know, I know how I wanted the election to come out. That's interesting, but not necessarily relevant in this. What we need is what really happened. If something was flaky, we need to find a way, hopefully, to fix it. If we can't fix it for this one, fix it for elections going forward. Because our election process is something fundamental to being, you know, an American and the American enterprise. And we've got to get it right. We can't allow it to have a cloud over it. But at the same time, you don't just wave it away and say, well, let's just believe that everything's fine if we don't know if it is there or not.
All right, Stephen, I am out of time. Just took a look at the clock, and it goes very, very quickly. I appreciate it. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Quick break. We'll come right back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Mr. Health, I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy 3 bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Raw and unfiltered. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here in no time flat right after the top of the hour. I have to echo something that the godfather of talk radio was talking about yesterday on his show. And I know we're not supposed to mention or reference other talking heads on shows, and I won't say him by name, but there is one person that sort of started all of talk radio. And yesterday, in a bit of a surprise to me, that he pretty much corroborated and agreed with something that I've been talking about and saying for the past 2 weeks, and catching a lot of heat from Trump supporters in Trumpland across the United States of America. I've said this from the beginning, that they need to have something at the end of all of this for us to grab a hold of when it has to do with the voter fraud allegations, because it is important, monumentally important, that there is something to see at the end. Now, a lot of what has happened during this election is very, very peculiar, skeptical. How is it possible some of this stuff happened? How is it possible that Donald Trump got more votes than any other candidate ever in the history of the country and still lost by 5 million votes? How is it possible that in down races, down ballot races, Republicans won and Trump didn't? Doesn't make a lot of sense in certain areas. Much of the math doesn't make sense. We put that to the side, and we look at some of the potential voter fraud things that were happening. Look at things that happened in Pennsylvania, in particular with people being locked out of vote count rows. And we've gone over this ad nauseum. I don't want to go over each and every one of the potential fraud cases point by point. But what I would like to address is, a couple weeks back, I said there needs to be a smoking gun in the end. Otherwise, you've got the American people, in particular the Trump supporter, chasing their tails for a month. And that is just not where we want to be. So about a week ago, Rudy Giuliani and the team of legal professionals stood before America and did an hour-long press conference telling us that they had a boatload of legitimate cases of fraud or voter abuse, and they were going to begin to systematically unleash this stuff and give it to the courts, and then it was going to take its next step. Now, I've always thought that from all of the things that I had seen in this process, the one thing that I constantly leaned on was the possibility that software in these computer voting drives was manipulated. And to me, that's infinitely doable. So I thought that Sidney Powell's explanation during that get-together on national TV, it actually made sense. So they threw her to the curb. It made me question this whole process. And it made me question the legal team that Donald Trump has put together around him. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. The Powell fiasco, the continued embarrassing setbacks in federal court, the fact that Michigan and Pennsylvania now certified their elections. You know, it's loss after loss after loss, right? Loss after loss for the Trump administration. And it makes his legal team look like a bunch of idiots. And it makes Donald look bad. It makes the president look bad. The last thing that you want to have happen here is that Donald Trump goes out whining and stamping his feet with not a lot of evidence to back it up. And we can think a lot of different things, and we can feel a lot of different ways, but without actual tangible hard evidence, and if we're yelling and screaming at the liberals, then we become the liberals without evidence. We watched what happened 4 years ago when their dreams were dashed and Hillary Clinton was beaten. They screamed and jumped around and held their breath and yelled and made a lot of noise and cried. Well, we're not them. We don't do that. And that legal team kept telling us there was bombshell after bombshell after bombshell that was coming on the horizon. Okay, maybe there's still tons of credible evidence out there. Maybe they're holding it till the 11th hour. Maybe they'll release it at the specific perfect time. Again, I'm not privy to the information that they are all privy to. I'm just here talking on the radio to all of you, trying to look at it from a practical angle. And earlier, actually yesterday, maybe the biggest name in talk radio agreed with me. Thought that the kangaroo crew that was surrounding Donald Trump as far as a legal team have done a bad job. And eventually, if they're going to get this thing moving in the right direction, they need a win. Otherwise, it's a giant waste of time. It's a giant waste of the president's time. It's a giant waste of our time. Right? Maybe it's better that we begin to focus our attention on stopping some of the just what I can only assume is going to be brutal legislation that this president and his minions are going to try to force through and eventually enact into law. I'm out of time. I wish I had more. Wayne Allen Root is next. You guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'll catch you again in 7 days. Keep it right here on the USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.